Welcome to our first Thanksgiving Eve service. So I'd like to open in prayer. Happy Thanksgiving. Everybody getting ready to eat tomorrow? Some people are eating today. Some people will eat tomorrow. But it's not about the eating. It's about being thankful. And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. So we can bow our heads and open in prayer. Father God, we come to you and we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this time together, Lord, that we can be thankful, Lord. We thank you for just being in your presence, Lord, and for this evening that we can have a place to worship, Lord, on Thanksgiving Eve, to just give you all the thanks, Lord. And I just ask that you lead this message, that the Holy Spirit lead this message, Lord. We just ask that, I ask that you open up hearts and minds, Lord, to receive it. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And stand if you're able. We're only going to do two songs tonight. We're going to keep tonight.
When I can't find the word. we
come up with a date for the library?
No.
So, about the library, Billy Graham Library, we are thinking about taking a trip down. Leave on Thursday. Maybe hit the outlets on Friday. And then Friday afternoon, evening, go to the library and come home Saturday.
So the library, Christmas at the library.
Christmas at the library, which is incredible. So if anybody is interested, let us know. The library is free. There's no admission to the library. And then, I don't know, wherever we would stay, we might be able to get a small group rate. if we have to rent a van or something, if we get a bunch of people going, if just a couple people want to go, then we'll take our part, or however anybody wants to do it. But we're going down probably the 12th, the weekend of the 12th. 2 weeks.
Well, the 12th is a Sunday. So it would be like 9th and
10th. Yeah, 9th and 10th. So, leave sometime Thursday. So, kick it around. I'm going to make the announcement on Sunday also.
There's also the dinner. Consider that.
They might be sold out. We'll have to check.
We'll have to check.
But they have a huge dinner. Every night, they have this gigantic dinner.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yeah. But through the whole Christmas at the library. But they have a live nativity scene. It's really something. The year that we were Mary and Joseph in the nativity scene, there was like 50,000 people. Not that night, but that Christmas season. It was before COVID. But in those 3.5 weeks, there was like 50,000 people that came through. So if anybody wants to go.
And where is this and when?
Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And we're thinking either the 12th, or if we can get it to, not the 12th, but that would be the 9th. It's done the 23rd, so we could even hit the following weekend.
No. So. Following weekend is Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah.
No.
So.
Yeah, there's a weekend between that and our month, right?
Yeah.
So
16th, 17th, and 18th. Yeah, we can shoot for that. That gives a little bit more to plan. But there's hotels all over the place, inexpensive ones also. So this evening, I entitled this message, what do you think it is?
Being thankful.
Thankfulness. Absolutely. Psalm 26:7 says that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works. Right now, we have to know that worship is loving God. Praising is thanking God. So, as the Thanksgiving holiday quickly approaches, because it's in about 5 hours from now, most people use that day to remember what to be thankful for. Right? Thanksgiving, we look back at the past year and all that's happened, and we usually give thanks on that day. The day of Thanksgiving, we reflect and give thanks. And I'm sure many people do it differently, right? Everybody does something different. Some may give thanks daily, or others may wait until they sit down to eat the 16-pound turkey. We all have many things to be thankful for. And there are many traditions for Thanksgiving. But what does it really mean to be thankful? What does it mean to be thankful? Our scripture for this evening is Psalm 104, but Psalm 107:8-9 says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind, for he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. That's everything wrapped up into one. The Word of God tells us to give thanks for everything. No matter good, bad, indifferent, we need to be thankful for everything. And we just can't wait for Thanksgiving to do that.
That's right.
We have to be thankful every moment of every day. And we always look for the big things to be thankful for. When we see all these little things happening in each of our lives, no matter how bad it gets or what we're going through, there's always something to be thankful for.
1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, New Living Translation. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. The New King James, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. But we need to always be joyful. Are you joyful? Do you have joy in your life? We have to. Joy is different than happiness. Happiness comes and goes. Happiness turns into unhappiness. But when we have true joy in the Lord, it doesn't matter what happens. We have joy because we have Jesus.
I did this same message a little bit different today at care home where I passed right. They didn't have any joy. I said, do you have joy? No. I said, well, I get you're unhappy being in here. You know what they had for their Thanksgiving dinner yesterday? Pizza. Turkey's too expensive. They're not even having Thanksgiving dinner anymore.
Joy is different from happiness. And we need to be thankful in all circumstances. Doesn't matter. There's always, always something that we can pick out that we can be thankful for. Because it's God's will. The word says it. To never stop praying. It's pray without ceasing. That means that we always have to have Jesus on our mind. Always have Jesus on our mind. No matter what. And that is praying without ceasing. You can drive down the road and pray for somebody in your thought. Because God can read your mind. And he knows what's in your heart. See, everything we have belongs to God. And it doesn't matter what it is. Everything belongs to him. The coat you're wearing, the pants you're wearing, they're all his. Amen. We're just stewards of his stuff. He gives it to us to take care of. To be thankful is to be appreciative. We have to appreciate what God gives us. Tell you a story. And you didn't know I did this. I was going to tell you. No. So last year we bought this wreath. Put it on the front of our house. I love this wreath. It's a big wreath. Just been around. Has a bow on it. Lights up and twinkles. And so me and my son yesterday, our youngest, put up all the outside Christmas lights. All the high stuff so he could hold the ladder for me. So last night he left, he had to do something. I'm like, cool, I set some other stuff up and I turn on only half the wreath worked. So I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So I left it on. I left it on all night. I didn't care. So we went to Home Depot looking for another wreath. They had one in Bridgeville. That's the only place. So I asked Leah today if she looked at it, and she said, limited stock, and I'm working on this wreath. I took it down. I took it apart. I'm working on it. I'm starting to change bulbs. I got a thorn in my finger, so it was hard to pull the bulbs out. So I got frustrated. So I drove to Bridgeville to the Home Depot. I walked in there like, nope, we don't have any more. What are you trying to teach me, Jesus? So I went back, dug back in, changed all those bulbs, and I touched one and it all came on. It was corroded. So I pulled it out, put a new one in, and it was corroded. Yeah. What did Jesus teach me?
Patience.
Patience. And do a little bit of work. Don't be frustrated.
Now the bow doesn't light.
So it's now I gotta take it back. Not all the bow lights, so only half the bow lights. So now I got an idea what's right wrong with it, so I'm not so frustrated. But the point is we have to look at things differently. We can't get frustrated. And I thank Jesus for showing me that ball. Because I was just like, okay, I'm just going to go through and check every ball. Yeah. I'm going to put the effort in to it. And he blessed it, and now the wreath works, except the bow. But there's another lesson to be learned there, I'm sure. But we need to be appreciative, right? In everything. And that's his wreath. That's his wreath. And we have to take care of the stuff that he gives us, that he blesses us with. We have to appreciate God. We have to appreciate God. And thanking God is telling him that we appreciate what he does for us and what he has done for us. And we do that by praise. And Psalm 104 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him and praise his name. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. That's the first thing. We need to praise him first. Right? What's pray mean?
Praise, repent, ask, and yield.
Praise. Very first thing when you start your prayer, thank God. Thank you. Give him praise when you start your prayers. Because every day when we wake up in the morning, we enter into his gates and go into his courts. The Bible tells us when we do enter his gates, we need to do it with thanksgiving. Because he's always with us. He's with us when we're sleeping. He's with us when we're awake. But when we wake up, we got to give him praise. Because we're entering into the day with him. Philippians 4, 6, 7. I used a whole bunch of different translations in this. Philippians 4, 6, 7. Okay, this comes from the Amplified Version, and I'm reading exactly like the Amplified Version has it. Do not be anxious or worried about anything. Whenever we were going through all this stuff in the church, I was good with it. Right? Because I knew God was in control. And I had the confidence, and we talked about this before, that God was going to do it. I wasn't anxious. There were some other people that were anxious. Yeah, Carrie was pretty anxious. But God always works it out if we're praising him, trusting him. Amen? So do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. We don't have to be worried. We need to be thankful and go to him in prayer and petition with thanksgiving. There's an African proverb that says, even the hen lifts her head toward heaven when swallowing her grain. How sad that so many people who are daily recipients of multiple blessings never lift their head in thanks to God who gives to them. Even a chicken raises its head to God. But yet we get blessed every day. And we just keep our head down and keep moving forward. That's sad. That's sad. So many Christians do that. So many Christians do that. One Peanuts cartoon picture, Charlie Brown bringing out Snoopy's dinner on Thanksgiving Day. But it was just his usual dog food in a bowl. Snoopy took one look at that dog food and said, "This isn't fair."
The rest of the world's eating turkey with all the trimmings, and all I get is dog food. Because I'm a dog. All I get is dog food. He stood there and stared at his dog food for a moment and said, guess it could be worse. I could be a turkey. How do we look at life? How do we look at life? What's that saying you always say about the shoes and the feet?
Yeah, I cried because I had no shoes, so I better be on the head and feet.
Could almost be worse. You could be the turkey.
Yeah.
Right? We have to be thankful for the little things that we have, but yet the big things. You get a roof over your head. You got a bed to sleep in. Sometimes the cops are sleeping. Right? You're out of the rain. You're out of the weather. You're not cold. But yet we complain about it's too cold in the house. I do that all the time.
I walk into the bedroom and I can see my breath. I feel like I'm walking into the mid locker. My point is, we complain about things, right?
Yes.
Instead of being thankful about the things we're complaining about.
It wasn't the thanking
that
we have bad times as well as good times.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
all the time.
You thank for all things.
Yeah. Everything. So, it's time to give thanks. But for some of us, that's a difficult job. We sit and consider whether or not our cup is half full or half empty, rather than being thankful. We need to be thankful for one, that we have a cup. And two, that there's something in it at all. But some of us have adopted as our life verse in Psalm 55:17, evening and morning and at noon, I will complain and murmur. Some people, that's all they do. Instead of being thankful. You know, all of us, if we're honest, know we have a reason to give thanks. If we stop to think about it, if there are things we complain about, that should be a catalyst for giving thanks. So have you ever thought about being thankful for dirty dishes? Has anybody ever heard this before? Be thankful for dirty dishes. Dishes are piling up. Thanksgiving dinner's done. I gotta do all these dishes. Just got done eating dinner. Gotta clean this kitchen. Be thankful you have a kitchen. Thank God for dirty dishes. They have a story to tell. While others may go hungry, we've eaten very well. With home, health, and happiness, I shouldn't want to fuss. By the stack of evidence, God's been very good to us. Be thankful for those dirty dishes because you had food on. You had a cup to drink. So at this time, before I close, what are you thankful for? I want to go around the room.
Oh boy.
What are you thankful for?
Can I just
start
with me?
Yep. Your pastor's wife. No, Mary, you're rubbing off on her.
Like everything or one thing?
Just whatever. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for this church.
Okay. What are you thankful for?
I'm alive and healthy.
Okay. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful that I have a really fantastic relationship with God.
What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my church family, my regular family, everything.
What are you thankful for?
For this church.
Amen. What are you thankful for?
Thank you for our house.
Okay.
Friends and family.
Friends and family. Amanda?
And family and the church family here.
Care?
That there's medical help. moving past that hospital.
Yes, I'm moving there.
She's in there. And I met this young man when we first started our careers together. And we were all young and stupid doing young people stuff. And he was the only one that had a tremendous amount of faith and was fine with telling anybody about it. And his little girl's dying before his eyes. She's getting chemo, and he just every day is asking people to pray. And his wife's just asking people to pray. And I'm just thankful that, you know, he has enough faith that his child's going to be okay. Because he's slowly watching her die. And I just hope and pray that she is going to feed him. But he has more support than any person could imagine. And more faith. I just hope that God is going to pull it off. And she can pull through it. God's family is everything that a family should be. And he waited so long for his little girl. I'm just thankful they found it. And that he's been given his chance. That somebody may have enough medical knowledge to save her. And I hope they keep him.
Well, we know that that's up to God, but we need to be thankful either way.
He is. That's what's crazy. Is. He gets on there every day. God, thank you. On Facebook, on his thing. He's thank you. You know. So, he's just a beautiful example of somebody that has faith.
Yeah, that's awesome. From what I'm thankful for. Thankful for Jesus Christ, for my wife, and for this church. And a whole long list of a bunch of other things. So in closing, I'm going to read Psalm 103. And I only had verses 1 through 9 in here, but when I opened it up today and I was looking at this, I needed to read the whole thing. It's 22 verses. But I want you to listen to it. Psalm 103. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise his holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and he heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all of our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love towards those who fear him is as great as the height of heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are. He remembers we are only dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wildfires. We bloom and die. The wind blows and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children of those who are faithful to his covenant and those who obey his commandments. The Lord has made the heavens his throne. And from there, he rules over everything. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who carry out his plans, listening for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you armies of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everything in his kingdom. Let all that I am praise the Lord. New Living Translation.
Be thankful this year. We've had a rough year. We've had a rough year. We've been beat down.
That's going to change.
But we need to be thankful that God brought us through it.
Amen. Amen.
We need to be thankful that God brought us through it. We had a lot of changes in our church. God brought us through. We've had people sick. God's brought us through. So, yeah, I couldn't imagine that. But where can we find thanks in that?
There's a professional football player, one of the Watt brothers, whichever one doesn't play for the Steelers, I can't keep him straight. Mm-hmm. He said he'd pay for every person's funeral that was killed in that.
That's JJ.
JJ, yeah. He said he will pay for every person's funeral because it wasn't right, and he doesn't want that put upon those parents and those people.
There's our thankfulness.
There's my hand stepping up. If you do it, and just proud to do it, then have a problem saying it.
We can, right. We can always, always be thankful for something, even in tragedy. Mm-hmm. We have to look outside the box at how good God is. That's a tragedy out there that happened. I mean, I couldn't even imagine that happening. But yet, God will get those people through. I hope they all believe in Jesus.
So, when we're sitting tomorrow, eating, be thankful. Not only for that food, but for where God has you. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father God, we thank you. And we praise you. Lord, we pray for Eden. Lord, we pray for a miracle in the name of Jesus, Lord. That you just touch her little body, Lord, and heal her in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for all those that were involved in a terrible tragedy in Waukesha. Lord, we pray for all those that won't have a meal this year. We pray for all those that are lonely. Lord, show them your love. Show them what they can be thankful for. Lord, I pray for all those in all the care homes and all the residents and staffs all around the world, Lord, that you comfort them. We pray for all those that have lost loved ones this year to give them peace and comfort. All the sick and the dying, Lord, we just pray that you reveal yourself, Lord, and that they open their eyes to the truth, Lord, that they can seek you and find you. Lord, your goodness is, we can't measure your goodness. And there is never enough thanks, nor could we ever think that we had enough thanks for you, for what you did on the cross for us, that you pulled us out of the depths of hell, that we can be with you. Lord, I pray for each person here. I thank you for each person in this church, Lord, that have become family.
Lord, I ask you to bless them. Bless their families. Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.